with that familiar theme, we welcome you to Tuesday.
I'm trying to get untangled over here. I'm all tangled up over here.
Yeah.
As long as you don't get tangled in the middle, I think that's what that song says.
Yeah, or fall out on the floor.
That's right. Don't fall out on the floor.
I don't want you to fall out on the floor.
Oh, it's been a good day.
It's pretty on the outside.
Oh, it's been nice. It's relatively comfortable out there. And those of us that joined us when we came on AM this morning, the Lord just met with
Amen.
Us. Amen. Well, you just like it when the Lord does it that way.
Amen.
We had a time and folks texting, appreciate folks responding with us and just helping us out this morning. It's always good, to have somebody on the other end.
Amen.
And listening and enjoying and we appreciate all the way from Nicholasville, Kentucky.
Amen.
You know, they're faithful to tune in and what a blessing.
Precious folks.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
love those folks. I think the Mars are going to be joining us for Share-a-thon.
That's right.
So that's exciting.
Yep, looking forward to that.
Most definitely. And that, at the top of the hour, I was talking about Share-a-thon, and just to really be honest with you, I was trying to fix a file because in my Take 5 slot was Teaching Timeless Truths.
Oh.
So I'm on the air trying to find the file and save it.
I see. Well, I've done that before.
So, yes, it's easy to do.
I've done that.
And so
it was almost the same initials.
I hope I gave the right dates for Share-a-thon. And I'm not really sure, but it is February 26th through March 3rd with a rally service on the 25th that Sunday night.
Well, most people understand that we've talked about this before. The closer we get into Share-a-thon and during Share-a-thon, things kind of get a little scatterbrained, so you just kind of have to forgive us.
I kind of start that way, so it gets real scary.
we tend to go in many different directions at the same time. We're doing so much stuff at the same time.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you just forgive us.
I'm thinking I need an Apple tag for this year. So that y'all can, like, track me and find where I'm at and help me get back home.
My wife might be listening, but my daughter and I did put one of those on her keys.
I know a lot of people who do that.
We put that on. We got one on her keys.
Yeah.
Her car keys.
I put one in my husband's wallet because he's like, where's my wallet? I don't know. Now,
that's one thing I mean, it's happened to me maybe a couple of times, but I know where the wallet is.
Yeah.
There's things I got a little spot right side the dresser. So, and it's got one of them little cubbies, you know, that you run your cell phone cords through.
Yeah.
And so it's like, there's my phone, there's my watch, there's my car keys, and then my wallet. And then I carry a pen in my pocket. Mm-hmm. So I've got my pen laying there. And so those are the things that lay, and everyone knows not to touch
that.
Don't mess with that.
Yeah,
because
don't do that.
If it's not there, then I'm going a little off the deep end. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I'm a real creature of habit as far as where things go. My debit card goes in the exact same spot in my wallet, in my purse.
Yep.
Same, and if I don't put it back in there, like if you go through a drive-thru or something and you're trying, I'm sorry, I'll
chest
hold
pain
up
starts.
The line. It does, yeah.
Yeah, chest pain starts.
You know. It's okay. I'm a creature of habit, and I'm okay with that.
But I am too.
Nonetheless, welcome to Find Out Where I'm At Tuesday on this 30th day of January. Can you believe tomorrow's the last day of January?
I know, and you know the thing about it is we're going to warm up.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be nice. Not really going to feel like the end of January. So
it's been a wet January.
Uh-huh.
I saw an article today. It said that this January, and we may have a little bit more to add to it depending on what the weather does tonight.
Right.
But it's going to go down as the second wettest January on record.
Saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. Close to 9 inches of rain. Now, we've made up the deficit that we came into 2024 with, you know, with the drought and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that the El Nino pattern is going to start to transition back.
Yeah.
I guess the waters are cooling and all the things that make up that. So, we'll see.
Right.
But they say it's typical for the El Nino to peak in December and early January, and that brings a lot of moisture. And we were blessed here. I guess which side of the fence you're on.
Depends on,
If you're on the snow side, you're disappointed. And if you're on the non-snow side, you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. We're not out of winter yet.
No.
So for the snow folks,
because you know what happens on Thursday.
It's your birthday.
It's grand. No, well, it's Friday. Pardon me. Oh. Pardon me. Thursday is my birthday, by the way. But Friday, the 2nd, is Groundhog Day.
Yeah. And Punxsutawney Phil.
We're getting a little ahead of ourselves, I know.
It's okay.
But the fact is that we always typically joke about the fact that it's either going to be 6 more weeks of winter or 6 more weeks until spring.
Right.
Kind of the same principle. We need to think about it. But the thing about it, whether it sees its shadow or not,
mm-hmm.
is whether if it's raining or snowing, they say that spring will be early. And then if he sees his shadow,
it's sunny,
then we're going to see 6 more weeks of winter.
Yeah. And there's like a squirrel that
we've got
that
a squirrel
does it in Brevard.
That's right. We got a
and
squirrel.
And then there's also another animal that does it at Chimney Rock. And there's all kinds of stuff. And I did see a little bit of chatter. I didn't read it because I just didn't read it.
Right.
But that some people were saying that it was cruel for Punxsutawney Phil to have to do what he does. And I just want to say that he's probably the best cared for rodent that's breathing today.
Well,
a groundhog's a rodent, right? Can I call it a rodent?
It is a rodent.
Okay.
It is classified.
I didn't want to offend
him.
I
think it is.
Okay. Yep. Well,
anyhow, I'm pretty sure it is a rodent.
If I'm wrong, it was
a big giant rodent.
Yeah, big old hairy rodent.
The one that usually tears up people's gardens.
Yeah. So I don't know what'll happen. We'll wait and see. But I know we've had some winter weather in the higher elevations, and then around here saw a flake or two flying, but it didn't stick or anything.
Yeah.
Part of the Blue Ridge Parkway, milepost 222 to 230, is closed.
Okay.
It closed yesterday. They're doing some bridge repairs on 3 historic bridges located in that stretch.
All right.
So they're having to do reconstruction work, so it's a pretty drawn-out thing.
All right.
So if that's, you know, part of your travel, it should come up if you put it in your GPS system. But during this project, both lanes of the parkway are closed to all activity. So this time you can't even go up there and walk.
So all activity.
Cars, bicyclists, and hikers, in addition to regular traffic. And I didn't realize that. That the Blue Ridge Parkway has over 170 bridges.
Yeah. I mean, when you think about it, and I get a lot of my facts because I sit here and listen to them whenever they give us facts about the Blue Ridge Parkway. And then there's some of the things I didn't know.
Yeah.
I mean, but it was really cool to learn a lot of those things, you know, when it was built and how long it took them and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And it was basically the entire length of the 400 and something miles of the Blue Ridge Parkway was walked, literally walked. And they surveyed all this out literally on the ground. And they go from one peak to the next peak, measuring all this stuff out and laying it all out.
Not with the current technology that exists and surveying and stuff.
And this was a big effort to try to help our area in Western North Carolina post-World War II, you know, or post the Depression, Depression. To bring employment and to build this road. And so to see that and the beautiful, I mean, to think about the overlooks and all of that stuff and the bridges and the aqueduct and all of those things that are just incredibly to see when you're up there. And all that was done basically by just walking the mountain peaks.
Is there a documentary about the building of the Blue Ridge Parkway?
I'm sure there has to be.
Please tell me there is, and if not, somebody jump on that.
Well, that's a big part of our heritage around here. I mean, that's a lot of people worked up there, and a lot of, you know, and millions, and I say that with an M, millions of people visit that every single year. And so it's an incredible place.
Yeah, and I was looking here, I had an article about the North Carolina state park systems, just in North Carolina. The state parks in our state had more than 20 million visitors last year, which is record-breaking.
Wow.
And we know that the Smokies, the Blue Ridge Parkway, et cetera, that's one of the most visited park systems in the country.
Yeah.
I mean, we rival Yellowstone and many others.
Yeah.
So,
a pretty cool
place. And but again, part of the parkway closed. And with bad weather, just know that if you're heading up that way, they've got gates, and if it's icy or dangerous, they're going to close those. And they say that you can go on those sections and hike, sled, cross country ski. A lot of folks will do that, so you're welcome to do it. Just make sure that you guys have somebody who knows where you're going and when you plan to be back.
Yeah. 1817 had their late father-in-law work on that. Yeah, a lot of folks in this area. Yeah. For sure worked on the parkway.
Yeah, and we did have a drop on our, I don't know exactly, our streaming. Someone mentioned it in a text, and we can see on the graph that
we did
drop out. It's right toward the end, so we apologize. Don't know exactly what all that's about, but thankful that it's back up and rolling good now.
Yeah,
seems
for sure.
to be.
Yeah, seems to be. There we go. Now the number's starting to
there
climb.
There we go.
All right.
Well, I want to send out a happy birthday wish today.
Yeah.
I'm feeling old with this one. Catherine Martin is 11 today.
Oh, wow.
God bless you, sweet Miss Catherine.
Okay.
I hope you have a wonderful day.
Mm-hmm.
And then Pastor Chris Norris.
Happy birthday, Brother Chris.
Pastors the Fairhaven Baptist Church. And so God bless you, Brother Chris.
Yeah,
happy
we're getting
birthday
old too.
To you.
We are getting old.
All of us,
That same group of people.
Is Chris in our group?
I think so. He's just a little behind us. Just a little.
But he's still in
right there close, I think.
You know what they say. Yeah. Once you're over the hill, it don't matter how far.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
God bless you, Brother Chris, and to Miss Catherine. And if you know somebody having a birthday, let us know. We'll count it a great joy to celebrate with you.
Yeah.
Yesterday, belated birthday wish to Pastor Philip Youngblood.
Yeah, appreciate his dear folks at Hooper's Creek sponsoring today in honor of him.
So. God bless you. I pray it was a great day for you.
Yeah.
Let's see. I had an article about a medication that they're somewhat, I guess, recalling.
Mm-hmm.
They say it's an ADHD and narcolepsy medication called Zenzedi, Z-E-N-Z-E-D-I. And I might have completely mispronounced that. I'm going to circle it.
Is it Zenzedi?
Sounds much
better.
That
sounds like more like the...
I circled it.
Yeah, I think that is the kind of like the brand name. Yeah,
okay.
Zenzedi.
And they're but what happened is apparently the wrong medication.
Incorrect
pills were found in a package.
Ooh.
So the recall was issued saying that a lot of their tablets are being recalled after an incident in which a pharmacist found tablets of like an antihistamine.
Oh.
Labeled as what you said.
Mm.
How do you say that?
Zenzedi.
Okay, Zenzedi.
I think.
So just kind of FYI, if that's part of what you or someone you know takes this, again, it's a ADHD narcolepsy medication, check it and talk to your pharmacist if you have an issue.
Right.
That's a pretty big deal.
That is a very big deal. Wrong pills in the wrong package.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
No, it's not.
No.
Especially
if you think you're taking what you're supposed to be taking and it's not working.
Right.
And then you start taking more or stop taking it at all. There's some medications you just cannot stop.
Oh,
on
no.
a dime.
No, it's dangerous for
it's,
you.
Matter of fact, it's very dangerous to stop taking it or just try to take too much and because it's very, very controlled. And so it's important that you know what you're taking for sure.
You know, and to be honest, you see these drugs and, you know, advertised on, you know, TV or even on the radio, you can hear some or wherever, but they talk about all of the side effects.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, they're covering everything from a rash to death.
Yeah, that troubles me.
And it worries me. I'm thinking, I think I'd rather just have a rash.
If it can
cause, like, you know, trouble swallowing, breathing, hearing, vision problems.
I mean, you're going through the litany of list of side effects that are oftentimes, in my humble opinion.
Yeah.
In my humble opinion. You're going through this list of side effects that oftentimes would probably be worse than what your condition is.
That's what I'm thinking.
You know,
but you know,
and I'm no doctor and I'm no pharmacist, but you know, I do have a little medical background, and I think I'd rather just, like you said, just deal with the particular issue.
Yeah,
I mean, you know,
yeah. There's you know so now there's a pill for everything, and I'm not against medication.
No.
Please don't take it that way.
No,
it's just sometimes I think that. We throw pills at things because that might be the easier solution instead of looking at other areas.
I will say this right there, and I'm glad you brought that up. You know, I think a lot of times what we see is, and it's no punch at no medical professionals, but I think some of our old-fashioned, old-timey doctors.
Yeah.
Back in the day. And, you know, you say, well, you're just saying that because you're just old. No, I'm talking about when you had doctors who had the time, per se.
Yeah.
I know their schedules are so packed now, yeah, and they just don't have a whole lot of time. I mean, if you get 15 minutes with your physician, you're doing good.
Do you know I heard, okay, this, you know, is, I'm going to get on a soapbox.
Well, go ahead.
I heard that in some places, it wasn't the doctor's choice, that they were being regulated.
That's exactly right.
By the hierarchy.
Yep.
That they were not allowed,
yeah,
to spend more time.
And I'm talking about when you went in and you got, if you went in for a physical and you're a doctor and you got to know your doctor and they got to know you and you had the hands-on experience,
yeah,
that you had with your physician, you know, there was a, yeah, level of trust. And they knew you. That's,
yeah,
that was the point I'm trying to get to, because not every patient's the same.
Nope.
And what might work for somebody else may not work for you.
Yeah.
And they knew that.
Yeah.
And there was a level of common sense. I always taught when I was in the medical field that I was taught that you don't treat the machine, you treat the patient.
Amen.
And you know, we had a room full of monitors. You got all these different kind of equipment and technology and all of that stuff,
mm-hmm,
and to try to help you.
Yeah.
But you always look at the patient.
Yeah.
Look at the person, and then you go from there and you develop the course of treatment.
And there's still some doctors, let me back up,
mm-hmm,
that do have,
oh yeah,
that,
absolutely. I'm not discounting it at all.
Yeah, there's, yeah, still some great and
great,
I'm blessed
and I'm
with
thankful
a wonderful
because,
family, right, doctor.
I've had the same,
yeah,
thing. We've had some great doctors that have helped us, and they knew what they were doing.
Amen.
And they did a great job.
Yeah.
And my heart, it goes, I mean, forever grateful,
yeah,
for those who've been able to do that. But I understand you're under constraints because of insurance companies,
yeah,
and for-profit hospitals and
help
all of this stuff that we've gotten into.
We're in a mess,
concerning,
folks,
the almighty dollar.
We are in a big old stinking mess.
Bring back the guy who rode up in a buggy with his little black bag.
Where's Doc Baker on Little House on the Prairie?
That's right. Bring him in here.
Bring him on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you read the side effects on Tylenol or Advil or any of the other over-the-counter medications that, you know, it would scare you.
Yeah.
But sometimes I think we're just too quick,
well,
to take this. And I love my son-in-law. God,
mm-hmm,
bless you, Jacob.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, they make a pill for the side effects of a pill.
Yeah. Well, you know what's caused all this? Let me bring it right on home.
Was it,
okay,
Trump?
No. No, we can. We, no, we're not going to blame him. No, no, for sure.
For everything else.
When it comes, anyway, when it comes to all of these warnings and all of these things,
mm-hmm,
we have litigated. We have litigated,
yeah,
the medical profession,
you're
to,
right,
death.
You're right.
And everyone is afraid.
That's right.
To take the step,
yeah,
because, and that's why you see, it doesn't. Who would have ever thought that you would have to put a warning label on a box of washing detergent? Who would ever thought you would have to do that?
You're not supposed to eat it.
Okay. Who,
yeah,
would ever thought you would have to do that?
Yeah.
Because somebody did it and they got sued.
Yeah.
And so they had to litigate it. Same way it is with medication. You've had to litigate it down through the years,
you're right,
to the point because some one person,
you're right,
may have had an adverse reaction because it didn't quite fit them. It didn't,
yeah,
work for them.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, it's across the board. Because,
yeah,
we've litigated it to death. Lawsuits after law.
Yep.
You know, doctors have to pay so much in malpractice insurance.
Mm.
It's hard to even go into private practice anymore.
Because of that.
That's why they're all working for all these larger corporations and hospital corporations. It's because, mm, they can't afford to even go into private practice because of malpractice insurance is so extremely high.
I think we're so happy.
Yeah,
I think it. Sometimes people walk around just looking for a thing, something to sue about.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and you read these crazy warning labels, like on a hair dryer,
mm-hmm,
it says "Do not use underwater."
Yeah,
I'm not kidding. And I'm like,
yeah,
okay,
yeah,
I can't even fathom, but okay.
Yeah. I was a paramedic. I was a pre-hospital care. I was a combat medic in Desert Storm, and I was a paramedic in the civilian life.
And
I worked
then you
on
worked
a helicopter
in the cath lab.
And then I worked in. I'm not anymore. But I was a registered cardiovascular invasive specialist. I helped put stents in, and do pacemakers and defibrillators and all those kind of things. So,
yeah,
it was pretty exciting back in the day. So yeah.
Yeah.
But so have a little bit of knowledge in that regard when it comes to side effects and all these different drugs. And so, again, there's the soapbox for today. Sorry.
Hey, it's okay.
It's not Wednesday.
You hold on to it till tomorrow. So, yeah. But I have no idea how we got down this trail. So,
well, it was the idea of the fact that
with the medicine. I was like, how in the world?
Yeah.
You ever do that?
Yeah.
Wonder how did I get here?
It's called running rabbits.
Yeah. Well, we got that rabbit. We shot him. We're good. Yeah. Let's move on to McDonald's.
Well, okay.
McDonald's.
That's not a
big... The Hamburglar. Do you remember the Hamburglar?
I remember the Hamburglar.
He's like was always trying to steal the hamburgers and what now?
Yep.
Well, McDonald's has got a new... I'm going to call this... It's a marketing campaign.
Okay.
But they've got a Burger Cuda.
A Burger Cuda.
You know, a Barracuda. Was that the 1970 Plymouth Barracuda?
That's a nice ride.
Okay.
Very nice
ride. They've redone one, and they're calling it the Burger Cuda.
Okay.
And the Hamburglar is traveling the nation in his Burger Cuda. And if you see him and you get the code that's on the car, you can go online and get free hamburgers and free stuff from McDonald's.
Wow.
Free food.
Cool.
So watch out for the...
For the Burger Cuda.
Burger Cuda.
Yeah.
He's in a 1970 Plymouth Barracuda.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. And there you have it. You can win free food and also free other items from McDonald's.
Yeah.
So
all of us wanted one of those when we were growing up.
A Barracuda?
The Barracuda. Yeah,
really?
That Plymouth Barracuda. It was a muscle car.
Really? Okay,
Because
I'm trying to, it doesn't in
it
my
was,
mind.
It was Plymouth's version, you know, the Mopar version whenever Chevrolet was putting out the Chevelle. And Ford was putting out their Mustang, and here comes Dodge or the Mopar, which Chrysler was their Plymouth Chrysler was coming out with their Barracuda.
Barracuda, there you go.
Yep.
Now, if you want to go online to McDonald's to spothamburglar.com, you can register to win. Get this, McDonald's burgers for a year.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you say work back in the heart lab there?
Yeah. Well.
Might need some stents after eating hamburgers for a year.
Ms. Karen says they should have used a Mustang.
That's right.
The 66.
That's my dream car.
We'll just all go out and look for it if it was a Mustang.
That's right. My dream car is a 1966 Mustang. I don't know if they made a convertible, but if they did, it would be red.
I think it did.
So there we go.
I think they did.
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
In some years, they didn't do convertibles.
Right.
Is that correct?
Right.
So I don't know if a 66 was.
Well,
or not.
It come out, I don't think the 65 and a half is when it first hit the market. And
really?
So I don't think it was the convertible.
Pretty rare car, I would guess. So 65, I didn't realize that was the first
year. That was the first year. 65 and a half.
And 66 is I want one because that's the year I was born.
That's right.
Yep. So there you have it.
There you go.
Big deal at a Wisconsin parking or a McDonald's parking lot in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
A couple went, mom went into labor, headed out. It was snowing. Couldn't make it. Baby was coming, pulled over in the McDonald's parking lot, and the baby arrived doing fine.
Okay.
They're nicknaming him the McBaby.
The McBaby.
The McBaby arrived McFine.
McFine.
Yeah, but they...
Amid the McFlurries.
That's right. McFlurry was another one. Yeah, that's true. There's a whole story there. Yeah, so there's the fun things for today.
Yeah, you could call him a little fry.
That's right. Small fry.
Let's keep going with the name. You could keep going with the name.
So, little McFlurry.
As long as they don't shake it up.
That's
getting worse. It's going downhill.
It is. Reminding you, we've got some election deadlines coming.
Oh, yeah.
February 9th. Just around the corner,
mm-hmm.
last day to register if you want to vote in the primary, unless you, which I don't understand this, want to register on the day that you vote in the primary, which is allowed.
Yeah.
So there you have it. And we've got a lot of things going on. And in the future, you could be that you need to get registered because you need to vote. You need to be an informed voter and be listening because we do have some political spotlights that will be airing. That's what we don't do underwriting or we don't sell political spots.
Right.
But we do offer candidates that are on the ballot an opportunity to have 30 minutes and share with you their platform.
Mm-hmm.
None of us participated.
No.
In any of the interviews, they just give us the file and we play it.
You're right, Brother Rick. I was a year off. You're right. You're exactly right. It was 64 and a half.
Ah.
The 65 It was the first full year production.
Okay.
64 and a half was the year that, and the reason why they pushed it was because, you know, that was when the years that the Corvette was getting ready to do their big thing too.
So I'm interested to see if anybody knows if 66 did a convertible.
I'd have to look that Mustang up and see. I'd have to make sure.
We'll check on that.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. I think that's about what we've got going. How about we jump into Swap Shop today, and we'll also take a look at Carolina Calendar because we've got a special event.
Let me get
we
over wanna, back over
you
here.
Go ahead and tell about that one.
Let me just grab this real quick. Our dear friend, Brother Wayne Stafford, and the folks down there at
Pilgrim's Way.
At Pilgrim's Pathway House of Refuge.
Yes.
They are having a special event coming up Friday, February the 9th, and that's going to be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Again, there is the Pilgrim's Pathway House of Refuge. It is their free coat, gloves, and hot dog giveaway.
Mm.
And that's coming up again February the 9th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's located at 225 West Main Street in Spindale, North Carolina. It's going to be right there in front of the store at the Pilgrim's Pathway Thrift Store. And if you would, and what they're saying is that if you don't know what this is an outreach ministry of the Pilgrim's Pathway House of Refuge. That's what one thing they use to help fund the work that's going on there, which is a local nonprofit men's reentry home helping the former incarcerated to find faith, forgiveness, and a brighter future through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
What a great testimony and what a great work. And I appreciate Brother Randy Metcalf is also on board down there. He used to be the pastor at State Line.
Okay.
Now is on board with helping out there at the home as well as the thrift store. Again, 514 East Main Street, Spindale, North Carolina. And if you would like to donate or if you need more information, call 828-375-0083 or 828-202-5543. Again, they're giving away free coats, gloves, and hot dogs.
It's a great ministry.
Wonderful ministry.
And it's well worth your investment.
Matter of fact, if you ever go there and you ever see the ones that are actually working on in the store are the ones that are graduates from the program, from the home, that God has really touched their lives, and now they're mentoring others who have come in through that program. It's a tremendous work, and it's just appreciate Brother Wayne and his work that the Lord's allowed him to do.
Amen. And again, if you got coats in the closet that you haven't worn in a couple of years, you're probably not going to wear it.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and give them a call, help them out, donate. Maybe you just want to give money. Maybe a church want to take them on monthly support. It's a great outreach, doing a great work. Appreciate them there.
For sure.
Well, if you got a Swap Shop item for us, again, we'd love to hear from you. 828-884-9427.
All right, let's start down here at the bottom. We've got for sale, pretty much a whole living room suit. Sofa, love seat, two end tables, and a coffee table. She's asking $300. 883-8212, 883-8212.
Here is a Smith & Wesson Bodyguard 380 with laser. Has three clips. It's in the original box. They've got a book, lock, and some other accessories to go with it. It's in excellent condition, and it's $350. And give them a call back if there's no answer, but leave a message. But you can reach them at 606-897-5, 606-897-5.
Okay, just a quick note for everybody that was wondering. We're going to answer Miss Christie's question here.
Okay.
In 1966, there were 76 something convertible standards, okay?
Okay.
Though the 76A, that's the model. Okay. 76A convertible standard, 56,409 were made.
Okay.
The 76B, which is a luxury convertible, 12,520 were made. And then the 76C convertible with the bench seats, 3,190. And so the total Mustangs made in 1966, over 607,000.
Wow.
568 Mustangs.
So it should be
a very, very popular
convertible.
There's got to be someone.
That's red.
Somebody's got one in a garage somewhere waiting on you for sure.
Okay.
Just a quick note.
Yeah.
Also, here is another ministry involving and helping veterans.
Amen.
And this is the Veterans Restorative Quarters. I'm pretty sure this is the one just below the VA hospital over there and near in Oteen.
Mm-hmm.
Ministry of ABCCM is seeking to raise funds to purchase a stove for their Asheville outreach. Donations can be sent to the Little River Baptist Church at 51 Little River Church Road in Penrose, North Carolina, 28766. Make the check, if you're sending that in, to Little River Baptist Church, and in the memo section write VRQ, that's Veterans Restorative Quarters, VRQ Kitchen. And if you need more information, call Sherwood Mackey, 828-577-3634.
Here we have some hens, a rooster, and some guineas. They're needing to find a home. 384-4447, 384-4447.
A Garner Baby Grand Piano. It's in good condition. It needs tuning, free to a church or any good home. 928-674-7784, 928-674-7784.
Here we've got some firewood. It's over in the Clyde area. Say there's about 40 logs, and it's free to somebody who could use it. They also have a washing machine for sale for $40. Call between the hours of 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. at 276-6282, 276-6282.
Here's a single mom in need of a working washer and dryer. Call 828-676-7380 if you've got those items. 828-676-7380.
Looking for some seasoned firewood at 553-4680, 553-4680.
Here are several chainsaws for sale. A steel 250 for $300, a steel 361 for $600, and two Husqvarna 562 XPs for $600 each. Contact Jonathan at 828-551-6060, 828-551-6060.
A college student at Western Carolina University is looking for maybe some work she could do from her dorm room with some earn some money to help ends meet. We understand about that. Mm-hmm. And give a call. Find out how she might could help you. And note that her mom's going to be answering the calls because, of course, she's in class. And they would also appreciate you keeping her in your prayers. 734-1807, 734-1807.
Here's some great Pyrenees puppies for sale. They're 8 weeks old. There's two male and one female, completely weaned. They're dewormed but still need their shots. Asking $150 each. 727-326-5066 for more information. 727-326-5066.
A tonneau cover for a 2009 to 2018 Dodge Ram short bed. It's in like new condition, comes with a lifetime warranty that applies to the person who possesses it. $200, it's in the Brevard area, 553-4345. 553-4345.
A Bissell carpet cleaner. It's never been used. It comes with the cleaning solution, still new in the box, for $85. Call Melody at 828-388-2831, 388-2831.
Four Mallard Peking Cross Drakes. They're $15 each. 553-1722, 553-1722.
All right, very good. I don't think we just have one pop up.
You want to grab that one?
Here's for sale, a two-year-old male pygmy goat. It's gray and white. They're asking $100. 828-553-2381, 553-2381.
And that'll be a wrap of items for today. Area traffic looking pretty good this morning. 26 was a bit
of a
mess. Yep, had the multi-vehicle accident there. Mm-hmm. Shut it down,
right at Long Shoals, and it was shut down for both directions for quite a while.
Yeah,
early
and
on.
They've got that cleaned up, mm-hmm. the best we can tell. Right. I'm sure praying for folks that were involved in that. But everywhere else right now, looking pretty good.
All right, very good.
What's going on in Carolina calendar?
You want to run through them all?
Sure,
we can get time. Here's the Green River Baptist Church in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Invite you to revival services starting February the 12th through the 16th at 7 p.m. each night with evangelist Randy Bain. The church is located at 911 Green River Road in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And for more information, contact Pastor Seth Nichols at 828-243-2444. 1-1.
The Maple Ridge Baptist Church invites you to a gospel singing on Sunday, February 25th at 6 p.m., featuring the Ben Rochester family. The church is located at 133 Medford Branch Road over in Candler, and everyone is welcome.
And going on this week, you're invited to the Mount Sinai Baptist Church in Pickens, South Carolina, for their winter revival going on through Friday night, February the 2nd at 7:30 each night this week. Pastor Tony Finney of the First Baptist Church in Conestee, South Carolina, is preaching. Pastor Rudy Smith and the Mount Sinai family welcome you. If you need more info or directions, call 864-878-4885.
Bible Baptist Church in Waynesville invites you to the Smoky Mountain Jubilee, February 12th and 13th. Services begin Monday afternoon at 2, supper at 5:30, and evening service at 7. And then they'll crank back up with breakfast on Tuesday at 8:30 and services starting at 9:30. Continuing throughout the day, they'll break for lunch and supper. Now on Monday night at 7, Pastor Tony Finney will be preaching. On Tuesday night at 7, Pastor Alfred Willis. Morning and afternoon preachers will be called from the floor. There'll be special music by the Thren family. Pastor David Reed and the church family welcome you. Bible Baptist Church, 203 Bible Baptist Drive in Waynesville. For more information, 704-648-6345.
And the Hamburg Baptist Church in beautiful Glenville, North Carolina, invite you to their Winter Jubilee, February the 11th through the 14th. Sunday morning starts at 11 a.m. with evangelist Mark Thren and music by his family, the Thren family. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., Pastor Austin Frady with music by Old Savannah Baptist Choir. Monday evening at 7, Pastor Bradley Boone with music by the Concord Baptist Youth Choir. Tuesday evening at 7, Pastor Brian Coates with music by the Coates family. Then on Wednesday evening at 7 p.m., Dr. Charles Nicholson, the pastor at the Victory Baptist Church in Rosman, will be preaching. And Pastor Jeremy Queen and the Hamburg Baptist Church family welcome you to attend an old-fashioned preaching, singing, and praising the Lord meeting. The church is located at 4673 Highway 107 North in Glenville, North Carolina.
Transylvania County Commissioners Larry Chapman and Emmett Cassiato invite you to join them on February 3rd, I think that's this Saturday, for two special showings of the documentary The Veterans Battlefield. Now, these are free and open to the public. They'll be held at the Transylvania County Library Rogo Room on the 3rd at 1 p.m. and then again at 3 p.m. The documentary explores the challenges that our veterans face after leaving active duty and returning to civilian life, and it also shows the best way that we can support them during this critical time. Representatives from various veteran support organizations will also be on hand sharing information. So again, everyone is welcome.
I think that'll do it.
All righty. Yeah. That is a wrap today. And I think we have enough time for a song.
Okay.
I do. You know, sometimes if worrying would fix it, boy, a lot would be fixed, right?
Right.
But here's Mark Bishop finishing us up today with I'm Gonna Wish I Had Worried Less.
Don't worry. Be happy.
That's right. See you tomorrow, folks.
Remember when we had no worries, not a care in the world, we were young. Laughing and playing, no time for tears, but in a few years they would come. Now every day has its problems, they only get worse every day. When I'm overwhelmed, I remember something my dad used to say. Looking back through the years, turning back every page, God was there all the time, every step of the way. Live by His grace, doing our best, yet we can't help but to worry and fret. When the bills are all due and the words come out wrong, when the dreams that we have never do come along, but God always works things out for the best. Looking back now, I can see I was blessed. When it's all said and done and the race has been run, I'm gonna wish I had worried less. The years really do turn like pages, how quickly the chapters are done. We're a little bit older and wiser. wiser with a few less miles left to run. Not every day had the storm clouds, not every day sunny skies, but there'll be a day when we'll all look back and maybe then we'll realize. Looking back through the years, turning back every page, God was there all the time, every step of the way. We live by His grace, doing our best, yet we can't help but to worry and fret. When the bills are all due, when the words come out wrong, when the dreams that we have never do come along, but God always works things out for the best. Looking back now, I can see I was blessed. When it's all said and done, and the race has been run, I'm gonna wish I had worried less. When it's all said and done, and my race has been run, I'm gonna wish I had worried less.